Greetings. I'm Paige Estrotori on behalf of Financial Services Online. We've rounded up some crucial industry news this Saturday, January 18th, 2025, starting with a top story that could impact many Australians. The federal coalition is poised for a potential shift in our superannuation system, as discussions are trending over its sustainability. They've flagged the potential to reduce the current superannuation guarantee from 12% to 9%. The Conexus Institute's modeling backs these suggestions, sparking debates about comparisons to America's voluntary 401k scheme made by Shadow Treasurer Angus Taylor. Despite the push for reform, both the experts and public agree on the necessity of superannuation in supporting our socioeconomic fabric. The focus is on enhanced governance and member-centric practices to help tailor the system to individual needs. Switching gears now, the rising cost of living and interest rates are forcing thousands of Australians towards debt help services. Disturbing data shows that assistance requests have soared over 30% in the past year, signaling a financial stress epidemic. Millennials and Generation Z are seeking more advice, reflecting improved financial awareness. Experts are emphasizing the importance of early intervention and calling for financial education within our school curriculum to equip future generations. The goal here is to address both immediate and long-term financial literacy needs. The harsh weather conditions across New South Wales and Queensland are also causing a knock-on effect. Insurance claims are surging after strong winds, heavy rainfall, and damaging hail caused widespread damage, leading to numerous incidents and significant power outages. Towns like Maitland, Wagga Wagga, and Stanthorpe bore the brunt of it, and as conditions persist, claims are set to rise. This underlines the importance of preparedness and the role of insurance companies in response to such events. On a more personal finance note, research from the National Australia Bank offers a bright spot amid financial strains. By cutting back on small luxuries such as dining out and daily cafe coffee, you could save up to $330 per month. That's a whopping annual saving of nearly $4,000. Simple lifestyle changes could ease the financial strain and empower Australian families to take back control. This financial mindfulness could also potentially spur local economies, requiring retailers to adapt to consumer shifts. Well, that's it for now. For more information and expert insights on these topics, visit our website, financialservicesonline.com.au. I'm Paige Estrotori. Thank you for tuning in.